As a mom, you wear a lot of hats, and sometimes it seems like you're going in a million directions at once. At the 29-Minute Mom, we want to give you the tools to bring it all under control and reach your highest potential. If you give us a few minutes, we'll help you find those extra hours you need every week to achieve balance and satisfaction in everything you're trying to get done. The 29-Minute Mom. It's time just for you. And now, here's your host, life's organization expert, author, and coach, Jennifer Ford Berry.
Good morning, moms everywhere. This is Jennifer, your host of the 29-Minute Mom. We're back again for another episode. And if you are a busy mom juggling many, many balls in the air and feeling a teensy bit overwhelmed, maybe a lot, this is the show for you. We are going to dive into all things time management with my special guest, Toni Ann Mayembay. And I just want to say welcome to the show, Toni Ann.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here with you.
Oh, this is going to be fun. So Toni Ann is the host of the Real Happy Mom podcast. So definitely check out that show. She's also a mom, a full-time dentist, and she's in the reserves for the Navy. So this girl has a lot going on. I can totally relate. I know a lot of you can relate when you just feel like you're going in a million directions every single day. But I mean, honestly, Toni Ann, that is a heavy, heavy plate of responsibility right there.
Yes. And every day I'm like, why are you doing this to yourself? And then I'm like, oh yeah, I got it.
Yeah. It's like a good challenge, right? You feel like, you know, you really don't need to add anything else on your plate, but then it makes it fun and exciting to like accomplish something new.
Absolutely. I agree.
Yeah. I love it. How long have you been doing your podcast?
It is going on 4 years now.
Good for you. Yes. Good for you. So tell me, how old are your boys?
They are 9 and about to be 6.
Oh, I love that age. Oh, I wish I could go back.
It's fun. It's fun. The conversations are really interesting these days.
Yes, I bet. And tell us, how long have you been a dentist?
A dentist 10 years now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good for you. Good for you. And how long have you been in the Navy?
Navy, going on 9 years. So I did 1 year, right out of dental school. I worked for a year. And then after that, I started in the reserves.
Nice. Good for you. It's such a good idea to do that. My daughter is going to do that. She's going for pre-med. And, but then just as she was ready to go in, she was going to go into the National Guard, things got a little wonky. So she's held off for right now. But I always think that is just like the best plan.
It's fun. I'm really enjoying it. Like I always say that the Navy is my fun job, even though lately it's been really challenging, but it's still my fun job.
Yeah. That's awesome. So, you know, I want to ask you first of all, and I'm curious as what your opinion is, because I feel like, I can't pinpoint it. Maybe the last definitely five to 10 years of working with moms, I have seen moms actually feel more overwhelmed than I ever saw before that. And I've been working with moms for about 20 years so far. So, I'm in a lot of moms' homes. I'm coaching a lot of moms online, and they are always telling me how overwhelmed they feel. And I keep asking myself, like, what is it? Did moms always feel this way? Like, but I really think that a lot, this is my personal opinion, that they all are working full-time now, or they're starting businesses, or they have businesses they're trying to scale, but they still have the same amount of responsibility at home. Like that didn't lighten up. They still have to come home from that full-time job and keep that machine rolling at home. And it seems like a lot of times in general, women aren't getting extra help at home, even though they're working more. So what do you say about that?
Yeah, no, I've definitely noticed it too. I do see a lot of the same things that you're talking about, but I'll be honest with you. I see another side of it, over here where it's a lot of this comparison that I feel like moms get into, and they feel like, oh, I have to do what, you know, Susie down the street is doing. And they put this unnecessary pressure on themselves, because a lot of the moms that I talk to, especially like during the day, like when I'm at work, I'll ask them like, oh, how are things going? And like, they'll just tell me like, oh, I just have all these things going on. And I'm like thinking, I'm like, half those things that you said are like stuff that's like not really important to you. Mm-hmm. And so I think a lot of it, yes, they are. It is a lot more responsibilities. Yes, it is a lot more going on without as much help and support, especially in the home. I do agree. But a lot of it I've seen too is feeling like, oh, I have to do all these things because either society or what they see on social media or what their family has told them is what they should be doing as a mom, which isn't right at all.
Absolutely. 100% agree with that. And I feel like that could be a really big underlying issue that has happened in the last 5 to 10 years, is because before we didn't get to see inside of everybody else's home, you know, all their, you know, these images online. We didn't get to see pictures post, you know, on Instagram and Facebook every day. Like, we didn't really know what was going on in other moms' homes as much as we do now.
Yes, for sure. And I will be honest, I have been there, Jennifer, where I'm looking at everybody else thinking like, oh, I don't have my stuff together. Like, I have been guilty of that too. But yes, we see everything that's going on. And a lot of it is the highlight reels.
Yes.
People's lives. And we don't realize like they have their low points and their house is a mess too sometimes. So definitely agree with that one.
100%. So you're the host of the Real Happy Mom podcast. So I want to ask you the question, what does, and I think this is like a question we can all kind of stop and think about, what does happy mean to you?
Oh, yes, this is a good one. happy to me, I haven't always thought about happy. Everyone always asks me like, what do you mean by real? But happy, that's a good one. Happy is more, you know, doing the things that actually light you up and bring you joy and things like that. A lot of times I feel like we put on this front as if we are happy and as if these are things that we actually enjoy. So hence the reason why I say real happy mom, not fake happy mom, because I really truly believe that we deserve to be happy and we deserve to do the things that we enjoy. And really happy, just, yeah, it all boils down to doing the things that light you up.
Yeah, I love that. And being our true authentic self, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, you're never going to be happy trying to get in somebody else's lane. Like, when you see somebody on Instagram and you're like, I'm going to be like that mom, that will never make you happy. And we know that, right? We're smart women. We know that, but we have to actually practice it. That's the difference.
Yes, yes. And the other thing too, Jennifer, is that I found that we forget how unique that we are. Cause I was just telling my assistant this yesterday that, you know, I'm really like on this like quest to like really learn more about myself and what makes me, because I think a lot of times, like you said, we look at someone else and we want to be like them, but we don't understand that we have some really unique qualities and gifts, that make us our own unique quirky selves. So, I think embracing that and being okay with that, being okay with being an introvert, being okay with, you know, not liking whatever it is that your friends like, as far as like music or food or whatever it is, like just being okay with being who you are, I think is so, so important.
100%. And you know what makes me think, that makes me think of the fact that God made us individually on purpose. So he made us specific with a specific personality, specific set of gifts and skills, not like anybody else, so that we can go out into the world that way and serve that way. And that's what other women need to see, so that it gives them permission to do the same. And I don't need to see another person the same as the, you know, 50 before that. I love seeing when women are vulnerable or authentic. It inspires me to do the same.
Yes, yes, definitely. And then of course, at the end, you can be that real happy mom that I always talk about. So yes, yes, all of that.
I love it. I love it. So I saw on your website a fact that was really, it hit home with me for sure. 40% of working moms feel rushed each day. Mm-hmm. And you know what's sad about that, Tony Ann, is honestly, and we're going to get into time management in a second, but even though I teach time management and I preach time management, there's still those days where I wish that I had not felt so rushed. So I feel like that's something that we can all work on. And you know, just feel, just to not feel like we have to finish that to-do list every single day. We can like, let it go till tomorrow. We did it the best we can do. And it's interesting because yesterday I had a full like packed day. And I remember going to bed and thinking to myself, good job. You did as much as you could today. And anything else, let it go till tomorrow. And that's something that I have to constantly remind myself of.
Yes. Yes. And, I know exactly what you're talking about as far as like that, feeling rushed and like, there's not enough time because it just even yesterday, like with that crazy day that I had, I literally was getting behind and I had to like walk away and like remind myself to breathe because mm-hmm. It's funny how your body just immediately like goes into like panic mode, especially when your thoughts start going there. So you have to remind yourself, like, calm down, like, it's okay. And then, like you said, like, you know, I don't have to get everything done. And the other thing too, that I found helpful, especially on those days when I'm really feeling rushed and I don't have enough time to get all the things done, is to remind myself of what I did get done. So instead of what I didn't do, what I did do. So I'm going through a done list. Like, you know, I actually made all those phone calls. I actually was able to, you know, finish that reading assignment that I have to do or whatever it is that you had going on. And you'll be surprised. A lot of times those days that you feel like, oh, I got nothing accomplished, those are the days when you are like really kicking butt, but it's not necessarily the things that you were wanting to do, but you got a lot done. So I think instead of like harping on the things that you didn't get done, remind yourself of the things that you did get done. And that helps out a ton.
Thank you. And everybody rewind 30 seconds and listen to that like 5 times in a row, because that's something that all women need to hear. And we need to remind ourselves of what we actually have accomplished in a day, because I have said this on the show before, 90% of the time when I work with somebody, if we are working, say, for example, working on the house, they always focus on the area that's not done. They don't give themselves credit. They're very rarely does a woman go, yes, this kitchen looks amazing. I'm so proud of myself. They're always like, but my closet's still a mess, or, you know, my schedule is still a mess. It's like, you're not going to want to keep going if you don't celebrate the things that you've already accomplished.
Yes, definitely. And then you brought up a really great thing there, Jennifer, like celebration, like really taking time to celebrate the small things. Cause I think a lot of times we think like we have to do something monumental, some huge goal we have to accomplish, but just like the small things, I think we need to take time and celebrate those things and like pat ourselves on the back. Like, yeah, you did it. All right, let's move on. And that will help motivate us more and actually help us to accomplish more too in the long run.
100%. And I feel like there's somebody listening right now that's just like, yeah, but I don't work full time and I have a business and I'm in the Navy and this and that. It doesn't matter. If you were to focus on what you did yesterday or what you did, you know, this whole week, I guarantee it's a very long list. So it pays to focus and write it down and then actually maybe even get, you know, a pretty pink highlighter or something and highlight all those things that you did, just so your brain is saying, I am being productive. I am moving forward. So tell us some of your other, you know, best practices for time management.
Yeah. So the biggest thing for me, Jennifer, is getting out of that reactive mode and getting more proactive. Mm-hmm. And the biggest thing that I found for me is incorporating routines either throughout my day, but the biggest one is a routine on Sunday that I do that helps me to set up my week so that my week flows a lot better. And there's even when life does decide to happen and, you know, things go off course, it doesn't throw me completely off because I've already set myself up so that I can, you know, have a moment when life happens and then get back on track again. And it's just some really like simple things that I know you probably talked about here on the podcast, but doing these things on Sunday have been like really helpful for me. And it's 5 things that are kind of my core things to do on Sunday that helps to really make the week go by better. And that's getting my clothes ready for the week, planning out my week, planning out meals for the week, cleaning out my purse or bag, or sometimes my car because things collect in those places. And then lastly is restarting all my devices. When I do those things, the week tends to go by a lot smoother. And then I can be able to see like where the hiccups are going to be so that I can better focus my energy on things that are actually going to matter and not beat myself up at the end of the week when I feel like I haven't gotten a lot done. But the routines are like the biggest thing for me. And then the other thing I'll say really quick, because I'm pretty sure you probably have a question about those routines, is really just simplifying things, because I think a lot of times we try to do so much. And that's one thing that I've really gotten very good at here lately. And the reason why I'm able to get so much done is that I'm not doing all the things that don't matter. Like I don't, I let that stuff go. Like it's okay. And I think a lot of times as mom, like we feel like we have to get all the things done. And I literally like had to tell myself like, Tony, and you have permission today to let that toilet stay looking the way it's looking. You have permission today to not do the laundry. Like it is okay. And really focus on the things that matter. So right now I'm currently going through this course with the Navy that is very time intensive and is really challenging, but really good. And I won't be done until September, and I cannot wait until that date because I'm going to party like a rock star. But this class is really, really challenging me, but it's also helping me to see like the things that I need to get rid of and that I don't need to continue doing, because like I said, it's taken up a lot of time. So I need to stop doing the things that are going to waste time. And it's one of those things that I think we need to really just kind of sit down and think about, like, what is really important to me? Like, what do I really need to get done now instead of doing the things that don't really matter and then getting lost on, you know, social media scrolling for 20, 30 minutes and then being like, oh my goodness, what happened? Like I had an hour and now it's gone. but those are some of like the key things for me is routines. And then, like I said, simplifying things and doing what really matters most.
I love simplifying. I think we overcomplicate a lot of things. And if you can, there's something on your list that you have to do on a weekly basis, think about how you can make it even simpler. There's always a way to kind of water it down. And usually it works just as well. Not always, but a lot of times it does. When you said in your routine that you restart your devices, what does that mean?
Yeah. So the thing that I have learned, my husband is so techie and so smart when it comes to computers and anything electronic. He always teases me because I have like literally like hundreds of apps on my phone. Like I'm really bad. And the thing is that I found that my phone is constantly crashing and doing all sorts of crazy stuff. And it's because I have all these apps running. And even though I close them out, they're still running in the background. So what happens when you restart your devices, it closes all those apps out so that your phone or your computer, your tablet, whatever it is less likely to, you know, crash, to be slow, to do those, you know, annoying updates when you want to be on a Zoom call with Jennifer, you know, those kinds of things. It helps prevent those things. So like I said, your week goes by a whole lot smoother because you don't have all these technical difficulties popping up.
Girl, that is such a good tip. Like I never thought, like stopped to think about that. I'll turn off my phone, you know, sporadically. I'll turn off my computer sporadically, but there's so many days where I don't. So that is really good advice. Tell your husband, thank you.
Yes, yes, yes. I tell him thank you all the time. Cause you know what, Jennifer, I'm constantly crashing my site.
Wait, you have like 15 windows open like me at the same time? No.
Yes.
Oh, sometimes I look up, I'm like, if anyone saw this, this is ridiculous.
Oh yeah. But
it's because you're working on so many projects and then you go to bed and you're like, oh, I don't want to lose that page. So then it still stays up there.
Oh yeah. I've been there.
Oh my goodness. So let me ask you another controversial question. Do you believe in balance?
Ooh, okay, Jennifer, you're about to get me started here.
Okay. Give it to us.
So the thing I've learned is that it's not truly balance that I've been trying to achieve. So and when you really break down the word balance, balance means, you know, having like equal parts of something or being, you know, things being equal. And we can't have equal amount of time at work and equal amount of time at home, equal amount of time with our relationships. Like it's just not going to happen. Like I'm putting in like 10, 12 hour days at work. Like I can't turn around and do that at home. Like it's not practical. So I don't think it's truly balance. I think it's alignment with what your goals are, alignment with what your values are, alignment with what you truly want. So I think a lot of times when people say balance, I think what they really mean is alignment.
Good answer. It's a very funny question. I ask it a lot. I've been asked it myself. And I just think it's so interesting how everybody sees that little word differently. But I like that answer. It's really good. So what else do we need to know about if you want to be a real happy mom? I mean, this is what your purpose is in life. It, you know, part of it is really teaching women these things and helping them to just feel happier, right, in their role as a mom. So what do you think is like the last thing you want to say to all the moms listening, that if they're just out there and they're feeling like, I don't feel that happy, what would be, what could be something they could do this week? They could make a change. They could implement something. Tell us something juicy.
Yeah. So Jennifer, the thing that I found is a lot of times, like, we do things. Let me speak for myself. I have found that we are doing a lot of things to either impress other people or to make other people happy, not necessarily making ourselves happy. So I think taking time to say, like, okay, I'm going to do this for myself, even if it doesn't make everyone else happy, even if it's not what everyone else likes, like, being okay with that, I think will make a tremendous difference, and you will start to begin to feel like that real happy mom. So for instance, my husband, he loves watching movies, and he loves watching action gory movies that I cannot stand. And I tease him all the time. I'm like, babe, I don't want to sit here and watch someone's head getting chopped off again. And he's like, it's not that. We're just going to watch some martial arts movies. And I'm like, no, I don't want to do it. So a lot of times I would sit there and watch those movies with him just to, like, spend time with him. And I'm like, look, no, like, today we're going to do something that I want to do, like, that is going to be fun for both of us, and not necessarily doing everything that, like, he wants to make him happy. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, yes, I'm going to do things to make my husband happy. That's not what I'm trying to say, but sometimes, like, doing things that you truly enjoy, so that it's not all about everyone else. It's not all about your spouse. It's not all about your kids. It's not all about your boss. Like, do things that actually make you happy, and being okay with that, because, that is the biggest thing that I'm seeing, is we're doing everything for everyone else, and because we think that that's what they want. And really, truly, especially, like, our kids really do want to see us happy, and they deserve to see you happy too. So do something for you. I'm sure they'll be very appreciative of it.
I think a lot of women needed to hear that right now, Toni Ann, honestly. And don't feel like you're not a good wife if you don't want to watch the gory movies. I absolutely hate the gory movies too. And you're not a bad mom if you decide you're going to go, you know, with your girlfriends for 2 hours and restart your battery, because your kids, if we're not modeling happy for our kids, who's going to, you know what I mean? They'll just grow up and be the same exact way. So we need to model the correct behavior. And let's face it, for all the working moms out there that are just go, 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 and don't have enough downtime, excuse me, then you have to say no to things to get that downtime. Otherwise, like you said, there's just not enough hours in the day. So it's okay to grab some of that time for yourself. It'll definitely make you a happier mom and a happier wife. So very, very good advice. Thank you so much.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Awesome. Well, I love having you on the show. Where can the moms find out more about you, or if they want to connect with you?
Yes, absolutely. So wherever you listen to this podcast, just go up to the search bar, type in Real Happy Mom. You'll find me there. I'm online at Real Happy Mom and on social media at Real Happy Mom. So really, really easy. Real Happy Mom is where to find me.
Yeah, they won't forget that.
Yes.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And thank you, everybody listening to the show today. Make sure you leave us a review. Make sure you leave us feedback. If you love what Toni Ann had to say, we would love to hear what you know, your thoughts and any questions you might have. We'll definitely get them over to her and have all her links in the show notes. Until next week, take care. Bye-bye. Hey, sweet friend, are you tired of feeling overwhelmed and burned out? If so, I totally get it. As moms, we have so much on our plates. It's not easy to take care of everyone, keep up with your to-do list, and find time for ourselves, but it can be done. All you need is a step-by-step plan and a system that works, plus some extra encouragement and accountability doesn't hurt either. That is why I want to formally invite you to my brand new coaching program, the Created Order Neighborhood. The neighborhood is for women just like you that want to live a life of order, calm, intention, and purpose. I promise you, sister, you are not alone in your overwhelm. All you need to do is to decide to move into our community today, and I will help you find more space, time, energy, and money to live a life of purpose and contentment. Just go to my website, jenniferfordberry.com, and look for the Created Order Neighborhood. Hope to see you there.